Lakuta Sikha is Chelik Yud Ches, Parsha Masay Sikha Aleph, a summary of the Sikha. And this week's Parsha begins with going through the 42 stops that the Yidden made throughout the Midbar in their trip through the Midbar over the 40 years. And the Medrash gives a parable to explain why it lists all these 42 stops in all in a row. And he says it can be compared to the story of a king that was, his son was sick, and he took him to another place, to the hospital, let's say. And when they were returning from that trip, the father began to point out all of the places that they had come on the way here. And he said, well, over here we slept over here you got cold, over here, or we got cold, over here you felt you had a headache. So also Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, list for them all the places where they got me angry on this trip. And therefore it says, Elamase ben Israel. That's the Medrash. So since everything in Torah is very accurate, even a parable that it brings, each detail has got to be meaningful, and it talks to something, it means something. So we have to understand the details of this mashal as well. First of all, we have to understand what are the three things. Here we slept, here we got cold, here you had a headache. What is that referring to? Also, there are many other details about this mashal. It talks about, on the return trip, the king was pointing out the places. What is the return trip in this, the context of the nimshal, of the Yidden traveling to Eretz Yisrael? There was no return trip. So what is the meaning of that? So we can understand why what those three mashalim are, what the three parables that we slept, and you got cold, and you had a headache, what they reflect. They reflect the first three stops that the Yidden made as they were leaving Mitzrayim. How so? The first stop that the Yidden made was in Sukkos. They went from Ramses to Sukkos. So the Rashi says that when they left Sukkos was on the second day, because they went from Ramses to Sukkos on the first day. Then the next day they went from Sukkos to Esau. So in other words, that Sukkos was a stop in which they merely slept over. They came from Ramses to Sukkos, slept over, and then they went on. So that's Yoshananu. Here we slept. What was the second trip? What happened when they went from Sukkos to Esam? In Esam it says, when they went from Sukkos to Esam it says, and the cloud of Hashem was leading them through the desert. So we see that the clouds were added on that leg of the trip. The clouds, of course, not only led them through the desert, but also enveloped them and protected them from the heat of the sun, as the Medrash says. So therefore, Hukarnu, this is where we cooled off, was the second part of the trip. What happened at the third place where they arrived, which is Pi Achirus, which was right before Kriyas Yamsuf? That was where the Yidden said, you know what, they were afraid of the Egyptians. They said, what did you bring us out of Mitzrayim? We should have stayed there and served them as slaves rather than die in the desert. In other words, here they began to rationalize very, very bad, corrupted ideas. So chashashta bereishecha, that's what it means. You began to rationalize things which you shouldn't be thinking. And those are the three things reflected in the mashal. Now we know that the 42 masois that the Yidden took through the desert are a parable also, in a way, an analogy for life as we go through the masois, the travels that we go through golos, the entire golos, until we will finally come to the final stop, which was in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was Yarden Yerechai, the Jordan River across from Yerichai. And we know that Yerichai means Reach, which means aroma. And we know that Mashiach is identified as the one that can judge, and by sensing things through he just smells and he knows what's right and what's wrong. In fact, when Bar Kochva declared himself Mashiach, the Chachamim said, are you able to judge by aroma? And when he wasn't able to, they dismissed him. So we see that that's a very fundamental idea of Mashiach. So the final stop, Yarden Yerecha, means when we arrive at Mashiach. What will ultimately happen when Mashiach comes? As Ruach HaTumah Avim and others, the complete eradication of evil. And in a certain sense, the Yidden experienced that also when they left Mitzrayim. Where was that? At Kriyas Yamsuf. It says, Vayah Yisrael Osi Mitzrayim Meis Al Sfas Hayom. Mitzrayim, which represented the ultimate and the worst corruption and evil that existed at the time, and they saw it dead. In other words, that they saw the eradication of evil. Of course, not in the entire world, but they saw an experience of that. So in other words, Kriyas Yamsov was in a certain sense reaching the ultimate, which is the reason why the Medrash gives us the talks about the trips reaching till Kriyas Yamsov, because in a sense, in a general way, in a foundational way, that already represents the entire trip. But the three Mesholim are also a parable for the spiritual journey that the Jewish people take in the Golos, as explained now. What is meant by the trip, the Masois, that the Yidden take through Golos? It means that the Neshama has to come down from its holy place, and it has to go into a place of darkness, the purpose of which is to elevate the darkness, and as well to elevate the Neshama of the Yid itself. So although we know that the ultimate purpose of the darkness itself is only for the purpose of elevation, but while you're in the darkness, you experience the darkness, and the elevation and the light is only something that you know will come afterwards, later. But right now we're not experiencing that aliyah, that elevated state. Of course, when we reach the aliyah, then we will see that the ultimate purpose of the darkness itself was only for the purpose of the aliyah. And that's what the mashal means when they were going back on the return trip. They pointed out, the king points out the different details. It means when we get to the place where we finally realize that the whole trip was really a place of light, that's what it means that on the way back, he pointed out each point, each place. The fact that we were on this trip was ultimately for the purpose of elevation. Each individual detail of that trip was for the purpose of the ultimate elevation. That's what it means, that on the way back, that's when the Eibishter can point it out. And that's what it means that he points out, these are the places that you got me angry, meaning to say, these are the places of darkness, because ultimately we get to the point where we see that we thank Hashem for the darkness itself. As the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Eidcha Hashem ki anaftabi, we thank you for the punishment itself, because it now becomes clear that the punishment was for the ultimate good. But still, the trip itself is a dark place, and how could somebody feel that it's ultimately for the good? So we are told in the Mashal three details. First of all, that it was the king that was with the child. We don't travel on our own. We are traveling along with the king, and not only that, Hailichai, the Mashal says the king led him on a trip. It's Hashem's design. This is Hashem leading us on this trip. And it's also for the purpose of to bring healing. So when we know this at the outset, that it's Hashem leading us and Hashem with us, and it's there for the ultimate good. So even when we're in the darkness, we feel elevated and we feel comforted. But you could ask, this is true for the general idea of going into the darkness and going into the Golos. But what about the point where we actually commit sins? We do more than Hashem expects. We actually commit sins. That's not something that Hashem was looking for. That's something that we added to the trip. So the answer to that is based on what the Mittler Rebbe says. He says that there is a medrash on the Pasuk in Tillim which says, Noira alila al b'nei Adam, which the Medrash interprets as being that there is a plot which Hashem plots against people, against Adam. That Adam HaRishon was not supposed to, couldn't have committed the sin of the Eitz HaDaas. But Hashem needed it to happen, so therefore he foisted it upon him. He made him do it, so to speak. And in this way, the Mittler Rebbe says that every sin that a Yid commits, if a person's Yetzirah is allowed to overpower his Yetzirah, that is because Hashem needs that to happen. That's because it ultimately leads to tshuva, which is an even higher good. That's not a contradiction to free choice, because just like when we say that Hashem knows what you're going to do, that is not a contradiction to free choice, because you don't know what He knows. So you have complete free choice. So also the fact that Hashem is pushing you in a certain direction, you don't know that He's pushing you, and therefore you still have free choice to make that. That's an aside. So in other words, even the sins that we commit on the trip are also by design, but in a very concealed way. And these two different types of trips can also be reflected in the two two different groups of stops that they made. One leading to Kriyas Yamsuf, and then the rest of the stops which were after Kriyas Yamsuf. As our Chazal tell us, that if the Yidden had been Zoyche, as the minute they came out of the Yamsuf, they would have been taken immediately to Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, there's a fundamental difference between the stops before, which were by design of Hashem, that's the one He was leading us through, and then the other ones, the other 39, which were our own fault. They didn't need to be there, but it was only because we misbehaved that they ultimately happened. So there's a fundamental difference in the two groupings. Also in the in where they were, going up to the Kriyas Yamsuf, they were not yet in the true desert. They were just had left the populated place of Mitzrayim, and they were on the road. But when they got after Kriyas Yamsuf, that's the true desert. That's the place which is described as a place where Adam, meaning Hashem, is not there at all. It's a place which is fundamentally contrary to Hashem's will, whereas the road out of Mitzrayim to the Kriyas Yamsuf is a place of neutral place. It's not a place where Hashem is felt, but it's not anti-God either. And that's why the three Mishalim that the Medrash gives are the ones that lead up to Kriyas Yamsuf. And they describe a situation which is not yet a place where there is true sin reflected. It's a place where it's the kind of darkness that Hashem has designed in a revealed way, that this is what has to happen for creation to have its purpose. So there are three things. First of all, the neshama has to come down from a place of light to a place of darkness. The second point is that even in that darkness, there has to be light, so that there is a choice, darkness and light, death and life. So there has to be a combination of the both. And then there's the third point, which is that in order for it to be true, free choice, there, even the Nefesh HaBahamis has to be able to rationalize its choices. Because if it was merely acting on impulse, ultimately the Nefesh HaLikis would always have to dominate, because a human being must live by rational thought. And if the Nefesh HaBahamis is only capable of impulse, then of course there would be no real choice. So therefore there needs to be these three conditions. And that's reflected in the three Mesholim of we slept, we cooled off, and you felt your head. Sleep means a place of where there is darkness. The rational thought doesn't work. There is no thought. Everything is concealed. We cooled off means when there is a possibility to temper the intensity of the darkness. That's the light which is released into the world. First of all, the fact that Hashem has an ultimate purpose even for the darkness, and the fact that He also allows light into the world to give a counterbalance to the darkness. That's represented by the cooled off. And the fact that the Nefesh HaBahamis is given rational thought, that's expressed by Chashash Tabereshecha, you have the ability to rationalize. So those are the three Mishalim, those are the three stops which represent where Hashem leads us in that direction in a revealed way. That's the original purpose of creation. Then after Kriyas Yamsuf, that comes a time when by our own choice and our own design, we lead it further down and further into darkness, but it all comes from the original plan, because even that kind of darkness is also based on Hashem's original plan, and therefore Rashi says v'chulu, that even the 39 other trips are also a result of this original plan.